Shorter Catechism this week is, wherein is the moral law summarily comprehended? And you know, the short, easy, almost snarky answer would be the Bible. But more specifically, we learn from the Lord Jesus a couple of places wherein the moral law is summarily comprehended. He gives it to us in two great commandments, to which he adds a third that comes upon the heels of that union with Christ in the age of the church. So the two great commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then the third, he says, a new commandment I give you, which is pretty amazing, that the Lord Jesus, who said that no jot or tittle would be removed from the law, and that the law is perfect and unbreakable, etc., that he said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That there is a branch of morality that is actually added in the age of the church. So wherein is the moral law summarily comprehended? We might say the two great commandments. The Lord Jesus, of course, does affirm the same thing as our catechism answers. Our catechism answer is the moral law is summarily comprehended in the Ten Commandments. When he talks to the rich young ruler, you remember the rich young ruler comes, and he asks him what he may do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus says, keep the commandments, and he says, which ones? Jesus starts with the supposedly easier ones. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Which you, of course, recognize as 6, 7, 8, 9 from the Ten Commandments. And this poor fellow thinks that he has done this, that he has kept these from his youth. He hadn't started to do them, however. The reason we know that he hadn't started to do them is because that's the second great commandment. And Jesus tells him, okay, well, I guess the only thing left is the first great commandment. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And the question is, does the treasure that he has in heaven, God himself, and the following of Jesus on earth, having Jesus on earth, who is God himself, right? What Asaph learned when he went to worship, whom have I in heaven but you? There's nothing else I desire on earth beside you. Sadly, for the rich young ruler, he desired everything else on earth besides him, and he wasn't willing to give it up. Be careful when you think about passages like this. I've heard this passage used to make giving to the poor the height of all goodness, and it's an important aspect of keeping the eighth commandment. Thou shalt not steal, the opposite of which is generosity, and generosity to the poor, something that is particularly imaging of God, in the likeness of God. That's fine. But that's not the point that Jesus is making. The point that Jesus is making is that if you haven't begun to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you certainly haven't begun to love your neighbor as yourself in the way that's commanded. Because neighbor love comes from the selflessness of someone who realizes that everything exists from God and through God and for God. All things are from him and through him and to him. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And so if our love of neighbor, our keeping of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however we are going to count that, our confession catechisms, or our catechisms, say 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If our love of neighbor is not coming from love of God, then it isn't even actually love of neighbor. It is self-righteousness, trusting in self, for the vindication of self, unto the praise of self, which is the opposite of righteousness. That's more like Satan than it is like God. So, The Lord Jesus basically tells him, keep the second table of the law, and even more important or foundational for keeping the second table of the law is keeping the first table of the law. So we have on the authority of the teaching of our Lord that the moral law is summarily comprehended in the Ten Commandments. And yes, all ten. Not the nine commandments, not the last six commandments, all ten commandments.